Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Peters. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The DH, Lance Parrish. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Walkenfuss. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jim Lentine. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Stan Poppy. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Dave Stegman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Thad Bosley. Batting second. The shortstop, Todd Cruz. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting sixth. The DH, Chet Lemon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting eighth. The catcher, Marv Foley. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Greg Pryor. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Rich Wortham. And now, play ball. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison misplays the ball. That's an error on Morrison. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wortham juggles the ball. That's an error on Wortham. Peters moves to second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish strikes out. One out. John Walkenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Peters moves to third. Trammell moves to second. John Walkenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkenfuss takes first base on ball four. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a fly ball into left field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Peters tags and scores. Trammell tags and moves to third. Walkenfuss tags and moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nordhagen. Hebner reaches second base with a double. Trammell scores. Walkenfuss scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-0, Tigers. Jim Lentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentine hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Stan Poppy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poppy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman hits a fly ball into center field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive towards short. Trammell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nordhagen. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Trammell goes all the way around to score. It's 4 to nothing, Tigers. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Parrish moves to third. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brookins strikes out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Hebner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Peters. Foley reaches second base with a double. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Peters, who is chasing the ball. Pryor reaches third base with a triple. Foley scores. It's 4-1, Tigers. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0 for 1 in the game. Bosley hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pryor tags and scores. One out. It's 4-2, Tigers. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hebner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cruz for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Poppy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Lentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Lentine hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Poppy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poppy is 0 for 1 in the game. Poppy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman is 0 for 1 in the game. Stegman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison misplays the ball. That's an error on Morrison. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wortham fires to first and has Stegman trapped. There's the throw to Morrison, who tags Stegman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0 for 1 in the game. Nordhagen hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. Two outs. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0 for 1 in the game. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 2 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Foley hits a pop-up towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Pryor hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bosley hits a pop-up towards first. Hebner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wackenfuss for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Hebner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Lentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentine is 0 for 2 in the game. Lentine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cruz strikes out. 1 out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Stan Poppy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poppy is 0 for 2 in the game. Poppy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman is 0 for 2 in the game. Stegman bunts towards the mound. Wortham fields it and throws to first for the out. Poppy moves to second. 1 out. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 3 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Proley now pitching. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Whitaker now playing second base. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0 for 2 in the game. Nordhagen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Wackenfuss for a passed ball. Nordhagen moves to second. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0 for 2 in the game. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hebner scoops it up and throws to first, with Morris covering, for the out. Nordhagen moves to third. 2 outs. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Foley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nordhagen scores. It's 4-3, Tigers. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wackenfuss takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz misplays the ball. That's an error on Cruz. Joaquin Fuss moves to second. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first, with Proley covering, for the out. Joaquin Fuss moves to third. Brookins moves to second. Two outs. Jim Lentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentine is 0-for-3 in the game. Lentine hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Lentine reaches second base with a double. Joaquin Fuss scores. Brookins scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-3, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lentine moves to third. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman is 0-for-2 in the game. Stegman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Corcoran now playing first base. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bosley hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-4 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Peters for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Trammell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nordhagen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Tigers. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-3 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stegman. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-3 in the game. Morrison hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.